Guess who's bet? Bet again. That boy bet. Tell a friend. Guess who's bet? 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 That boy bet. Hello, we're here live. That boy bet, episode 22. I'm your host, Young Mantis. To my left, we got Mr. Bames, the fan favorite.
Yes, sir.
I might just spell, God damn it. The man, the man that does all of our cover arts. The man is doing Rito Sanchez's new logo on the punter for the Colts. He just does it all behind the scenes.
The graphics guy. Yeah, that's what they call me.
The unsung
Cody Seacrest.
Cody Seacrest also, yeah. That's what they call me after five. That's my after-hours alter ego.
And to my bottom, which I'm usually on top, we got Colin, the Siberian Husky, the big dog, coming after a workout. He looks hot and sweaty for us.
Beautiful day, folks. So, Cody, you in a dorm?
No, I'm in my apartment.
Oh, I didn't know, man. You had the IU. Are you an IU fan?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
Obviously, I am.
Well, I mean, hold on. Let's back it up, buddy. There's a lot of folks here in Indiana that'll throw up an IU flag just to make it look cool.
The IU flag and then the French flag.
There we go.
And then I got the American flag with peace sign made out of marijuana leaves instead of stars.
Nice. Okay, so you are an IU fan then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for those who are listening or watching, he's a pothead. So let's just make that simple.
Whoa.
Hey, now.
productive pothead.
Wait, you can't look at me and tell me I'm not a pothead? You can't already tell?
Honestly, Bames, I would think if you were, a true pothead, you'd have an Illini flag in there because they're a little bit more supportive of the whole game.
I mean, you know, my grandma went to Illinois, so, you know, nice. It's in the family.
Hell, yeah, it is.
I don't know if she smokes. I'll have to ask her if she smokes joints or something. Big bong rips, maybe dabs. She might be into dabs, I think.
Let's go straight to it. Hell of a weekend for us. I know you guys, Brandon was chilling. Colin went to a Cubs game, but Jack Harlow was in town at Envy Nightclub.
Yeah, it looked like hell of a weekend for you.
It was – I don't even know where to begin. I've been bricked up the whole weekend.
It's literally quarter chop for like 72 hours.
I was hard. I was like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dude, I didn't even know that the Harlow was in town. All I knew is that you had gotten a kiss on the cheek.
Dude, I was more than that. Yes, but before, yeah. So Harlow started promoting it like the Thursday night, the day before, but it's been playing out for 2 weeks, but I don't want to post it on my story and shit. Anyone's like, yo, can you get me in, bro? Get me in? I don't want to deal with that. I really don't.
What's up? No, I was saying, I was just agreeing. My bad.
don't apologize for agreeing.
Duddy has the same problem, dude. He's like, fuck this.
It's fucking Zoom.
Yeah, no, for real.
Harlow comes in Friday night. Shout out to Drew Thomas and Neil for allowing me and my four best friends from high school to come in. We originally got to go to Jack Harlow's show last year at Bluebird and IU, but that's when COVID hit, so we couldn't relive that. But Friday night, this crew, someone got an email. Better check that here soon.
Will not stop. Like, it just will. I can turn off my email and it will take over my whole screen still. It's like a bug on the Mac.
Your business is booming.
This guy does the graphics for the Lakers. Give him a break, okay?
I got six phones over here. They're all ringing off. Three chargers. I got to manage it well.
The plug right there.
Yeah.
Harlow did five songs. It was Harlow. I didn't know, he was the first performer at NB. The first ever, so that was like a special moment. I got kissed on the cheek by a pacemate that I know very well. Before I go any further, there should have been an Envy. There needs to be an Envy public relations page because I got kissed on by a white girl. I got twerked on by a black girl. I had an Asian girl, beautiful woman, just give me bottle service. If they would have got a photo, all that PR would have gone up the roof. Great family-owned business.
Wow, seems multicultural.
I hit all the target demographics, all the cultures. It was, I don't see nothing. I'm like a dog. I don't see color, nothing. But yes, Envy was a night to remember. It was, if I could have a travel machine, time travel machine, I would either go back to the moment where I was born so I could kill myself or go back to the Harlow moment. Just both of those were just, wow.
Did you get drunk?
Yeah, I got a little tipsy.
Dang, I've never seen you drunk. I don't even know if that's
this motherfucker, he only does it when like, you know, I don't even know, like he won't do it around his friends. It's only like when the time is like perfectly aligned.
Just pull up to town.
Yeah, it's like, dude, AT, let's go, let's take a shot here in the apartment. Takes him like 4 hours to drink it. I mean, Harlow comes to town. This dude, I mean, he's ordering bottle service and just getting.
Oh, no, I'll tell you, I was taking Jack's drinks. That wasn't the order of mine. It's hard when your friends live downtown. You live in Westville and your dad was an alcoholic growing up. So there's a lot of, like, you know, a lot of thought in the day.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shit, Dr. Phil just came on.
Where's dad? Where's he in all this?
Oh, shit. But yeah,
speaking of that, real fast, did you hear about, I know, Cash Me Outside Girl? Do you see that?
Is that not alarming? That's scary.
What?
Dude.
Bro.
I'm in the wrong game.
She made $1 million. I think it's fucked up, bro. She made $1 million a week after turning 18 on OnlyFans. Think about all those fucking creeps that were just like, waiting on her to turn 18, bro. Like, a week earlier, that is illegal. And then week after, she's a millionaire off of it.
Yeah.
Already a millionaire, I'm sure, but still.
She's a bad chaser.
Yeah. I mean, what is that? Like, girls turn 18, getting OnlyFans now? What's going on?
Austin, how does that make you feel? Like, you're out here driving through, like, 6 inches of snow in the middle of December to deliver a bag of McDonald's, and this girl pops up a couple of nudes and makes $1 million in, like, 6 hours.
Makes me think about wanting to have a daughter now. I don't really mind. Pay the bills, baby. Send me the Malibu.
Could start an OnlyFans, bro. You could just either yourself, you know.
Hey.
I'm sure you could find a niche.
I think my niche right now is TikTok, as we're speaking right now.
Yeah. What's the number?
I was on my Snapchat, and I found this old video from 2 years ago of, like, me at an airport. I thought it was a really corny video, but TikTok, it was – the corniest shit pops off on TikTok, so I put it up today. We're at 488,000 views in 3 hours. Really?
You were at 200, like, literally when I checked, like, right
before I texted you. I was like, yo, I have 30,000 views, and it's like, now it's 500,000.
Yeah.
I'll put it, for those who are listening, go to my YouTube, Young Man, our YouTube, Young Man, just watch the TikTok. But here's a cool thing about TikTok. If you're on the creator fund, you get paid for your views. So it's like $10 per 100,000. So I might make $100 off of this.
I was about to ask you that. Yeah, you're probably making some cash off that.
Bad chaser.
Maybe take the week off from slinging McDonald's orders.
Or Dash.
I love how he knows to, like, just completely, like, send that video to you, Bames, because he knows damn well that TikTok ain't installed on my phone. So
yeah. Bro,
I need to look it up now.
You know, the thing about TikTok is, like, yes, they go through your phone and all your texts and your pictures and hear what we're talking about right now, and they know what I'm going to do in an hour. But because they know all this, they show you literally some of the best, most, like, procured content for you. Like, it is literally what Colin wants to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I don't doubt that. That would be.
It sounds like they're paying me here. You know, they're not. But yeah, it's really some good shit. Like, I mean, I see, like, a bunch of, like, Photoshop design tutorials, like, some stock market shit. You know, some Addison Rae shaking her ass in there, obviously. But
sure.
You know,
you've been running the S&P up, or what's going on? I mean,
you know, I do a little bit of this and that, you know, it's kind of, I just manage my own portfolio type shit, trying to beat the S&P.
I think Austin's looking for someone to manage his. He's kind of interested in penny stocks.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. Hey, Austin, we could probably work something out, bro, after this call. Get out that checkbook.
He's like a deer in headlights right now. He's like, huh? What are all these words?
My little
friend. I was watching my TikTok, and there's a race war going on in my video, so I'm trying to catch up on that. Wait, anyway, the TikTok video is, like, it's me in the airport. There's a little white dude with an Ohio State backpack with his fencing, Ohio State. So I film him, and it's me going, holy shit, that's Greg Oden. It popped off. People were like, oh, I don't see a black guy in there. Are you white supremacists? Like, bro, it's just...
Yeah.
That video popped off?
Yeah, it's not funny. But it gave me $100.
It's literally TikTok funny. That's what they want.
It is TikTok funny. But it's not like, if I tweeted that, I would get like 20 death threats. But like, TikTok's like it's on my Dave Chappelle.
Have you gotten any, like, good death threats? Like, has anyone said your address or anything like that crazy, or, like, something that's, like, actually scared you?
Nothing scared me, but I am trying to die here soon at this point.
Who are we going to call? You gotta call somebody.
Death threats would kind of be like fan mail for Austin.
It really would be. Yo,
like, oh,
yo.
Yeah, we got a couple letters today. Let's go.
Like, Blue's Clues going to the mail.
It's like, oh, this dude out in Georgia wants me to die.
At the end of Gran Torino, I just walk out as two dudes, seven guys with guns aiming at me, like, light my cigarette, bring it on.
Yeah, that'd be epic, though.
Speaking of getting shot tonight, Gonzaga and Baylor. Who's got a shot at Wayne tonight?
I'm liking Gonzaga.
There it is.
I'm liking Gonzaga here. I'm liking Gonzaga in the over at 163. I could both.
Ooh.
I could definitely see the over too. Two high scoring offenses.
I think they're going to go out there and play some ball today. You know.
Yeah.
I think Magic Johnson said it best. These are two really good teams, and at the end of the game, someone's going to be a champion.
I mean, you've been riding the Baylor train the whole time, so you got to stick on it.
Yeah, I tweeted 3 weeks ago. I was like, congratulations, Baylor won the championship. Here they are in the championship, so we'll see.
I mean, they are just Lob City, though. They look more athletic than any team in the tournament.
That white dude with the mullet, that one number 6'7", they're unreal.
And they're having fun out there. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone could guard Timmy, man.
Yeah, he's nice.
The handlebar.
It's going to be a good game. I got in my bracket right now, I got Gonzaga winning 80-79. That's how I picked it.
There you go.
1-point game. That's I've never heard of in a while.
You know it's going to be a close one. You know it's going to be close.
All right. I'm going to go Gonzaga 76, Baylor 73.
No, that's wrong. Not
going
to be that.
Oh, thanks, time travel.
Going 86-78, Gonzaga.
Oh, my God. So I'm going to turn off the game at half? It's not even a game.
Hey, you know what this means? This means we're all going to be wrong. This means we're all going to be wrong. Baylor's going to win. Just watch.
Yeah. Probably. Wait, we all three picked Gonzaga?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you switched up? I thought you were on Baylor's side.
NFL on Sunday night. It's like, all right, Chiefs, Colts win. What?
Dude, I don't think it's going to be like a 1 or 2 point. First off, like Austin said, it's very hard to land a 1 or 2 point game. Like, that's basically coming down to a last second shot, because otherwise they're shooting free throws.
Mm-hmm.
March Madness.
Jalen Suggs.
I mean, we saw it the other night, but
that was unreal.
But yeah, did you see that DraftKings has a promo bet, Austin?
What?
And Duddy?
I use FanDuel. We're a FanDuel household over here.
Okay. Well, fair enough. They flipped it. So Gonzaga's like +4.5. What the hell are you doing?
I was trying to sneeze. Go on.
The fuck?
if you stare at a light, it helps you sneeze. But I was saying, that was my concentration to you guys. Anyway.
Is that actually true? I don't think that.
I swear to God, look it up. Do it.
The moth tell you that?
No, Mythbusters did.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The boost.
Plus 4.5 for Gonzaga, or Gonzaga. Max bet at $25.
You know it's nice when they give you a low max bet when you can only throw like 25 or 10. That's when you're pretty good with it.
Exactly. Although they did that to me. They did that to me this weekend. They did Gonzaga. Keep saying it wrong. By double digits, max bet +100, max bet $25. I can't even imagine how many people took that, and DraftKings just said thank you.
Yeah, no, they'll do that to you. But I'm thinking, you know, back the Brinks truck up, put it on the over here. You know, I like it. I like the over a lot. I got an uncle that actually mops the floors for the NCAA. He's a janitor there. He was telling me that they were doing like a run through of the championship, and it is Gonzaga 80 and Baylor 79. Like, they were doing the rehearsals, because it's all like, you know, it's rigged, right? Like, they have it like acted out.
What's rigged? Yeah.
Like the NCAA championship.
Everything's rigged in sports. Vegas.
Yeah. James, what the hell's in this week's strain?
Shut the fuck up,
man. What do you think? They're going out there and Timmy's like, hey, yo, you're going to give me this one, right?
I think everyone on that court should be up for an Oscar. I mean, they're fucking brilliant actors. Emmys. Oh, yeah. I guess, would it be an Emmy or an Oscar? Is it daytime television or is it a movie?
Why not both?
I don't even know.
Breaking news.
What you say? You're telling me this is WWE?
Every sport is WWE. Yes. They just haven't been caught yet.
Yes, I agree with that.
Somehow the WWE got caught and ran with it and it worked, but that's it.
WWE got away with a lot of things back in the day.
Yeah. What were you saying, though,
Matt? Yeah, Benton News. FIU football has hired a new special teams coordinator, Casey Horny. Coach Horny.
Let's go.
You know, that should get the team all riled up, you know, get them bricked.
You can only find an assistant coach's name like that.
Coach Horny is your special teams.
I mean, you know, it's bowl game or bust. You know?
Yeah. There it is.
That's facts.
That's a clip right there for TikTok. yeah, shout out FIU, Coach Horny.
Shout out FIU, the
Tigers are coming. They're coming for the championship.
The NFTs are here to stay, bro. Like, eventually people's driver's license are going to be NFTs, like, on your phone.
Absolutely.
That technology is how you get like birth certificates, one of ones. Like, it's unreal tech. It's good.
What's
shit.
NFT? What's that stand for?
It's a non-fungible token. It's like it's how you, like, as an artist, you can like secure your copyright of like anything like that. Like, it's just the tech of it is just, it's next level. It's here to stay. I'm sure I just probably fucking described that, explained that wonderfully. Yeah, you know, it's quote me on that. It's fucking here to
stay. Awesome. Make sure you list this on the tech section of Spotify this upcoming
year. Yeah, facts. Business is happening.
Got Bames on here this week talking about NFTs.
Yeah.
Before we get into the Rangers topic, we got to do our last shout out to Manscaped. They were our partner. There's the mic. They were our partner
every time
for the first 3 months. Salute. Come to an end. You can still use our code Bents for 20% off plus free shipping on their products. Which they just got the everything you need for your balls and your dick and below, even for your face too. At this point, they got cologne. They got the lawnmower 3.0. Whatever you need, they really got. If you want white boy summers in full effect, me, Jack, and Ben brought in the full effect a couple of days ago. Fucking Drew Timmy's now part of the white boy summer. Manscaped.com. That boy Bent. Code Bent. 20% off. Free shipping. Brandon Ames, you got a little. Do the carpets match the drapes?
You know, I keep it well trimmed, you know.
Okay.
Fucking got the beard lined up so you can see the carpets matching the drapes.
Ben's, you a natural red?
Bro, it gets red the longer it grows. And then if I'm out in the sun, I'm like a fucking chameleon. Like, it'll start turning red. Bro. I'll get freckles out of nowhere. Like, it's different. I'm a rare breed.
The beard, I mean, on Zoom, I don't know if it's in person.
Oh, so the beard gets a little red for sure.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a
I didn't know if that was just like a St. Patty's Day leftover or something, but.
No.
Thanks. How about that stadium, though? Did you guys get that?
Oh, yeah, no.
Is this packed crib?
NFL's about to be packed here soon, too.
Full house in
UFC is having full attendance in Jacksonville next week, 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, UFC has to be.
Isn't it crazy that we're getting excited about just like not wearing a mask inside of a store now?
Even last weekend, even the Final Four weekend, Harlow, like, yeah, it's just, I felt like everything's back to normal. It's not felt like that for a couple of months. Everyone's like, I don't give a fucking shit. This is a hoax, whatever. If I die, I die. Fuck it.
Thanks.
You're probably kind of sad now because you can't. I mean, well, you still can, but I mean, it's just the DoorDash mask. I mean, that's kind of like kind of iconic.
Yeah, thanks.
Dude, I might be out of business, man. Chick-fil-A in Westville is going to be closed for two months for outdoor renovation. So there we go.
Wow. They're closing it?
For 2 months, yeah.
Bro, I'll tell you, the Chick-fil-A where I'm from is so fucking unreal. They do the most in Evansville. They do the most business out of any restaurant in Evansville. Yeah. They close down to renovate, and they still have their drive-thru open for months.
Unreal.
They have like six lanes. It looks like you're going through fucking customs at like the border when you're at their drive-thru, bro. They are legit.
It's like going through Six Flags.
I mean, it's something to get excited about.
Yeah. I mean, those Christians, I don't know how they do it.
They're so polite too. They say my pleasure. Like, I'm in the drive-thru and I run over fucking his foot with my tire and he's just like, oh my God, don't worry about it. Like, great guy.
Yeah, dude, I was trying to hold a door for our employees. Yeah, two fucking big ass bags. He's like, no, I got it. But no, man, let me hold the door for you. Like,
yeah,
yeah, character.
They're like, no, honestly, don't you fucking dare get that door. I got it, bro. I got it. It's my fucking pleasure. It's my fucking pleasure, bro.
Yeah, if you do something really nice for them, they don't know what to do. They're so used to being nice to you.
Yeah, they actually, I've heard them like they self destruct and you have to like reset them. You have to hold the button in the back.
Fucking robots.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how like, well prepared you are if you head out into the workforce with Chick-fil-A on your resume?
No, seriously, though.
You're set up, bro. Like, they know customer service is your top skill.
They're like, oh, dude knows how to work with people and can handle simple tasks. Yeah.
Puts others before himself.
You know, the few, the proud, the Chick-fil-A workers.
Have you guys seen a Free Solo documentary with Alex?
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that, and then I've seen his Joe Rogan. That dude's crazy.
Let me just start with this. Like, just why?
Back it up. Hold on, because I saw that on here, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what that is or who that is.
Take it away, Bams.
So it's literally the dude climbs and scales massive mountains. Like, I think the one he did in his movie was a Yosemite, or it was out in, was it Yosemite or Yellowstone? Basically, he climbs these rocks, like rock walls, with no cables, nothing, bro. Like, if he falls, it's RIP Alex. Like, he's done for.
Yeah.
But and he scales him up, and like, basically, it's as simple as that. A lot of risk.
Wow. Like, it's kind of like that dude that does the tightrope.
Yeah.
You ever seen that guy? Linda,
sketch. Yeah.
That's cool, though. This is just stupid.
Yeah. No, and the way they sleep, too, is they, like, jab these little rods into, the holes in the mountain, and they put, like, a little fucking – God, what's the word?
Oh, I put in trees?
Like a little hammock. Yeah, it's like a tree stand that they're just sleeping on with no, like, obviously no seatbelts or anything, just, like, on the side of a mountain 1,000 feet out, bro. It is – I don't know what inspires people to do that, but – I mean, fuck.
As you're being a little uncomfortable rolling over on your side.
Yeah. No, you got to wake up and piss in the middle of the night. Like,
see ya.
They're all white.
Yeah, no, I toss and turn when I sleep. So literally 1,000 foot and then I'm splatting.
Dude, I'll wake up with like 8% of my body hanging out. I know I catch myself before I wake up.
Thanks, bro. I mean, I fell out of a bunk bed when I was little. So, like, bro, I'm a little worm when I sleep. Like, no doubt I'm dead instantly.
Little wormy.
little slithery little snake.
Awesome. Do you think if you fell out of a bunk bed, do you think you'd be able to get up?
Yeah, I've been through worse.
You've been through worse?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be like a bug, like a dead bug, just on its back.
I've gotten my ass tossed by an eighth grader. I'm like a little like wide receiver, DB, one-on-one. So I've been through worse.
What grade were you in when this happened? He was in eighth grade. You were
senior.
I was a.
It happened last week.
Junior, senior at IUPUI.
Oh, wow.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Jacob, shout out Jacob Howell, who was at Brownsburg.
Hey, you didn't have to answer that.
Well, you know, it's an awesome podcast. But now you can't toss me. Now, are you kidding me? Are you fucking do that?
Honestly, where is that eighth grader? Let's go beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
He signed to a D1 school. I wouldn't.
It's about time to go buy some art. So I'm going to have to head out. But
Mr. Bames, it's been real.
Bames, thank you for your service, Duddy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, all sir.
Right. All right. Peace out, Manscaped, too. We'll miss you guys also.
Never a dull moment with the Bamester.
If you are looking to get a workout in the Broad Ripple area, check out my guy, Ryan Coleman, at Ryan Cole Fitness. He is a personal trainer in Broad Ripple. He's great for you to, whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, whatever it may be, you want to live a healthy lifestyle, even a mental lifestyle, hit up Ryan Cole Fitness. Highly recommend. If I can gain 30 pounds of muscle, why can't you?
I was about to say, if he could put muscle on your ass, then he can do it to anybody. So
if he can make me look good, he can make you look even better. So at Ryan Cole Fitness on Instagram. Never a dull.
Looks like our Zoom premium here is running out in 9 minutes. So
Sam Darnold to the Panthers.
Yeah, quick thoughts. What do you think?
I like it. This is good for the Panthers. I think Darnold's a really solid quarterback. He just played for the fucking New York Jets his whole first 3 years, whatever. You're not going to progress me on the Jets, especially with Adam Gase now. Are you kidding me? Oh, you put Andrew Luck on the Jets? See, I don't even know he'd be that good. Well, actually, he might be decent, but not that good.
He's like a cancer from, like, within the own organization. He just ruins the team.
He's not even a cancer. He's like he's like Joey Molinaro, that one, like, guy at the office that no one likes. Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Like, you want to
– Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Oh, hey, Adam. Fuck off.
I didn't want him in Indy. Nothing – I don't know. Like, I just – he wasn't my favorite option, I guess. I would have taken him, but I'm just glad to see him get a new chance somewhere because, I mean, no one goes to New York with the Jets to succeed, so.
No.
He'll be better off. Who are they going to play? Oh, they're probably going to draft Zach Wilson, I guess. Is that the –
probably, yeah. They'll turn that Mormon to an Adam Gase lover. Poor guy. Panthers, though. Panthers have a really young defense that's coming up. They got – their offense is – I mean, I think it's decent. I think Bridgewater's not the answer. I think Darnold's a lot better.
Yeah.
I think they're in good shape. Their head coach, Matt Rhule. I mean, with what he had, Caffrey being hurt and Bridgewater kind of fucking up here and there. I think they did a shot with Darnold. I think there should be I don't know if they'll be number one. I think the Bucs should be number one. Saints should be solid, as always. And who's the other team? Saints.
Falcons.
Who knows the Falcons? Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I know. That's a crazy team, man. They went from like that year when they lost to the Patriots, they were so good that year.
Yeah.
I mean, even to get a 28-3 lead, obviously they blew it, but now they're just like a whole different team. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think Darnold's reunited with Robbie Anderson, huh?
I like him. That dude is so skinny, but he's so good.
Yeah, I know it. It's pretty crazy. Solid hair, too.
Yeah. Quick update on my TikTok. We just broke 500K views.
I must have looked that up. I didn't know that you even put one on. Granted, like I said, I don't have a TikTok, yeah. But I can't believe that popped. I mean, I can, but I can't.
It doesn't make sense. It's every all the videos that I've put my heart, I put my work into and work my ass off, they do like mediocre or average. And then the stupid ones I think are stupid, they pop off. Like, what the hell? 507,000 views. Are you kidding me? That's like 50 bucks.
Doesn't take much to entertain.
I got my gas and dinner paid for tonight, so that's dope.
How'd you do that?
Oh, TikTok. So every like I think 100,000 views, okay. You get $10.
Gotcha.
So
I didn't know if you'd work an extra shift or something.
Oh no, but hey, that'd probably be another million view. I mean, that's dope, I guess. Fuck.
There we go. It's all a way to wrap her up there.
It's gonna take me fucking 3 hours to edit this podcast for like, I don't know, 100 listens, and then this fucking little TikTok video to like 10 seconds near a million. The fuck? Don't work harder, work smarter, I guess. I don't know. Fuck.
There it is. Here to hear first. What's real fast before we go? What's the Money Mantis pick of the night?
Wizards +5 against the Raptors. Cleveland and San Antonio. Cleveland +9. That's your Money Mantis bet.
Here we go.
I won. Can we go 2-0? Yeah, Cleveland's first. Cleveland's on a revenge tour right now. They lost at home. But these guys are on. These guys are hungry, and they're mad. So there it is. Episode 22. That boy bet.
Hey, is that boy bet?